I'm Brett Chang.
And I am Jay Rosenthal, and this is your Peak Daily for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024, where we cover the biggest stories in Canadian and global business, finance, and tech, all in less than 7 minutes.
As the Spice Girls once sang, which I'm not going to say, but
please,
if you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. Tinder is giving the age-old tradition of getting your besties to judge a potential romantic partner. Now, this was done primarily through screenshots. I'm not sure they know that. But its new Share My Date feature, users can send their date plans and their matches profile to nosy, well, we mean curious friends. Surely this will cause no drama. Do you think this is a good idea?
I mean, as you said, it's happening anyway.
Yeah, come on.
I actually like, this is kind of a neat feature. And I'm surprised it took so long to figure out.
I think the one thing about it that is helpful is the location stuff. I'm sure that's like a good safety feature to add.
Yeah.
But the actual sharing of the person's profile, that's fun for sure. It's better than a screenshot. It's more interactive than a screenshot. I don't hate it. I think it's like a fun, it's a fun feature.
Yeah. I mean, I like innovation of all sorts, even around dating apps. So why
dating
not?
Dating innovation. On the cutting edge.
I watch it from a distance, Brett. Aside from that, what do we have for Peak Pals today?
For our first story, Quebec Amazon warehouse attempts to unionize. For our second story, Canada hosts global plastic tree negotiations. And our big picture.
For our first story, things coming to Canada this year, Shake Shack, the Eras Tour, and a unionized Amazon warehouse. Brett, which Amazon facility is trying to organize?
The DX24 Amazon warehouse in Laval, Quebec, could soon be the first in Canada to unionize after the Confédération des Syndicats Nationaux, one of Quebec's largest trade union federations, filed an application to represent 200 workers there.
Yeah, the province's labor tribunal will now ask for a list of employees from Amazon and work to determine if 50% plus one majority of employees have signed a union card.
Now, if the tribunal finds this threshold has been met, it will officially ratify the union, but it has so far accused Amazon of using dubious union-busting tactics to interfere.
Here's the big picture. Amazon warehouses have been a tough nut to crack for organized labor. Two BC warehouses were poised to be the first to unionize in Canada, but Unifor temporarily withdrew its application to represent workers there, implying Amazon was fudging employee numbers.
In 2022, Teamsters Canada held a second union drive after the first one in 2021 was quashed, failing to secure enough support for a union vote.
And it matters because workers who voted to unionize have cited desires for higher wages. CSN claims wages are around $18 an hour compared to union factory gigs that pay up to $30 an hour, and concerns over health and safety measures and physically punishing workloads.
Amazon warehouses have come under fire for poor working conditions, especially after the pandemic led to a spike in injuries that haven't come down since.
In Quebec, the Liberal Party asked the province's Workplace Health and Safety Board to launch a probe into Amazon warehouse working conditions.
But momentum from the initial wave of union drives is petering out. There's still only one unionized U.S. warehouse, JFK 8 in Staten Island, which after 2 years still hasn't secured a collective bargaining deal with Amazon and is beset by internal struggles. For our second story, a group of delegates will spend the week in the nation's capital comparing notes on why plastic is, in fact, not so fantastic.
Oh, that's a good rhyme. Here's what's driving the news. Ottawa will play host to delegates from 174 countries this week for the fourth round of United Nations plastic treaty negotiations. The committee will look to make progress on a plastic reduction agreement ahead of final talks in South Korea in November.
On the eve of the summit, Environment Minister Stephen Guilbeault announced a new requirement for Canadian businesses to report the type of amount of plastic they put into the Canadian market and how the plastic is managed at the end of its life.
To catch you up, the Global UN Committee was created back in 2022 with the goal of putting together a legally binding treaty among all member nations by the end of 2024 that would, in its simplest terms, force countries to produce less plastic waste.
Without any intervention, plastic production is currently set to double in 20 years, with the amount of waste making its way into the ocean is projected to triple by 2040.
Some countries are pushing back. The U.S. wants more voluntary measures, and other countries like China don't want limitations on their production of plastics at all.
It matters because some experts argue that manufacturers will be more willing to shift to reusable products and use less plastic if everyone's playing by the same rules under the treaty, particularly when it comes to plastic products, production limits, and recycled material targets.
To zoom out, microplastics, dangerous plastic particles that can cause serious health effects to humans, have become a major focus of these negotiations, with research suggesting more of them are turning up in the atmosphere, ocean, and even inside of us, Brett.
And for our big picture, Canada issues U.S. dollar global bond. The federal government is issuing a U.S. dollar bond today, a move that aims to diversify Canada's liquid foreign reserves and stabilize the loonie's value in international markets. Since it's backed by Canada's AAA credit rating, the bond is expected to be a relatively safe and attractive option for investors.
Canada gets a new electoral map. Canada's new electoral map is set to take effect today, with tweaks to the boundaries adding 5 new ridings and changing 293 existing ridings to different degrees. The changes made by independent nonpartisan commissions are designed to better account for Canada's fast-growing population.
Gildan grabs a new board chair. The embattled Canadian clothing manufacturer tapped a former Goldman Sachs executive for the role. Gildan's board, which lost 5 directors in its current chair on May 1st, has been fisticuffs with investors that have for months been lobbying for former CEO Glenn Chamandy to be brought back. Peak Pals, thanks for making us the most listened to business news podcast in Canada.
If you got a second, why not follow this podcast on your app of choice and leave us a review?
And if you want more Peak, make sure to subscribe to our daily newsletter at readthepeak.com.
Have a great day, Peak Pals.